What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.
Hey, everyone. It's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
You're in the madhouse now.
This week on The Want List, Back to the Future prop replicas, DC Dice Masters arrive, and how do you make two children fight it out? It's all on this installment of The Want List. Hello, everyone. Steven Schleicher with another installment of The Want List. Thank you for downloading and sharing this episode with a friend. This past week was a big one for Back to the Future fans as Diamond Select Toys finally shipped the Back to the Future 2 Mr. Fusion Electric Pop replica. This thing has been a long time coming. A lot of it may have had to do with the dock worker strike over in California. But now that things are starting to flow again, some of these products are finally starting to arrive that, quite frankly, I ordered about a year ago. The Mr. Fusion Home Energy Reactor is a realistically scaled 18-inch electronic replica from Diamond Select Toys. It's got all sorts of sound effects so that you know that you're ready to process household waste into 1.21 gigawatts of energy. Yes, gigawatts. That's what they say in the movie. I'm going to continue to say it. Gigawatts. The shipping container says that there were 366 cartons of these, meaning I'm guessing 366 of these items available. Mine is number 361. You can look for a complete unboxing and a Want List video episode over on our YouTube channel, Major Spoilers Video, in the very near future. Now, these prop replicas aren't cheap, setting those who were able to nab them back nearly $400. On the plus side, free energy from the leftover food my kids don't eat. Woohoo! While we haven't played it yet on the Munchkinland podcast, Rob, D&D Brian, and I are very much into Dice Masters right now. We all have very healthy Avengers and X-Men sets, and D&D Brian has started down the path with the recently released Dungeons & Dragons line. Now, this past week, the first wave of DC Comics Dice Masters started landing in stores, and Rob and I both scored the collector's box during Free Comic Book Day this past weekend. Now, here's the cool thing. If you don't want the collector's box, their starter set is going to set you back a mere $15 and includes everything you need to get up and running. Now, the Dice Masters DC Comics Justice League starter set is just the first in the line that they have. And of course, they will have expansion packs, those little blind bags that you pull off for about a buck. But the base set that you can get into has 44 custom dice, 38 cards, two dice bags, the core rule book, and everything that two players need to play DC Comics Dice Masters. This is really great. Only $15. That is the even bigger bargain here. Now, as far as the collector's box goes, I'll do an unboxing of this set very soon, and once again, you'll be able to check that out over at our YouTube channel, Major Spoilers Video. But according to Rob and Brian, and this is the thing that I'm very excited about, according to these two gamers, the Dungeons & Dragons Dice Master set is compatible with the Marvel Dice Master set. And if that's the case with the Justice League, if it's compatible as well, well then, we as kids may have just set up the Marvel versus DC battles we've been talking about for decades. I cannot wait to get into this box of dice. Finally today, the Marvel Collector Core. The first box arrived just ahead of the release of Avengers Age of Ultron last week, and those who signed up were treated with a Collector Core patch featuring Ultron, a Collector Core pin that you can put on your jacket, a comic book, a t-shirt, a mini Ultron figure, and of course, the item everyone wants, the Pop Vinyl Hulkbuster bobblehead figure. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a massive, massive piece of plastic, but it looks good. And the only place you can get your hands on one for now is by being a part of the Collector Corps. My sons, age 7 and 4, are huge Pop Vinyl Funko Pop Vinyl fans. And since it landed here in the Major Spoilers HQ, it's been the focus of many a squabble over the last couple of nights. I think we got it settled down, though. One of them's getting the Hulkbuster this time in the next box. And I'm pretty sure since Funko is the company that's partnered up with Marvel, I'm pretty sure each box is going to contain a Pop Vinyl figure. So next month, the other boy will get the other Funko Pop Vinyl figure. Of course, the one that got the vinyl figure this week is not the one who really wanted the Hulkbuster. So it's an ongoing thing. If you don't know about the Collector Core, it's a bi-monthly box program. For $150, you get 6 boxes over the year. So this comes out every other month. And the goodies are all, of course, Marvel themed. Each box is guaranteed to have at least $50 worth of product. And those who sign up for a full year get an 8-inch figure, like a little statue, to commemorate the anniversary in April of 2016. And then, of course, each year after that, you're going to get another statue. So if you're an ongoing subscriber to this service, you got to have a whole little line of collectible 8-inch statues a decade from now. Now, the next box arrives in June, and the theme is Ant-Man. Now, we don't know what's going to be in there, but if it is another pop vinyl figure, oh, man, it's going to be another round of kids duking it out over who gets the prize in the box. Cannot wait for that. That wraps it up for this installment of The Went List. Thank you for downloading and listening. If you would, please consider sharing this episode with a friend, post your fabulous reviews on iTunes, and share your thoughts about this episode by using the podcast posting page at majorspoilers.com. You may have noticed that The Went List has been off the air, so to speak, for a couple of months. We want to ensure that you don't have months of interruptions in the Want List episode listening. And if you like this show, if you like the Major Spoilers website, or if you like any of the other podcasts that we produce on a weekly basis, I think somewhere around 10, 11 podcasts a week, including our video channel, including the website, including everything else we do, we could use your help, and we would appreciate your support. You can help us by becoming a Major Spoilers VIP at members.majorspoilers.com. Your small monthly contribution goes a long way in helping us grow. Think of it as a Patreon program without Patreon taking their share, which means more of your contributions come to us, which in turn is put into ongoing programming for you. And as an added thank you, bronze, silver, and gold members get additional bonus content each month. You can check it all out at members.majorspoilers.com today. Thank you so much for your support, and I will talk with you next time on The Want List.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.